Senate Republicans like Susan Collins of Maine are saying they're not even going to use the House Republican health care plan passed with great fanfare last week when they begin shaping their own bill to repeal and replace Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, this week. But it's still worth taking a look at the House Republican plan, the American Health Care Act. For instance, we know there will be high-risk pools for those who can't get or can't afford insurance. And we want to take a deeper dive into that pool with Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News in Washington. Julie, I bet no one has said that to you yet. Let's dive into the high-risk pool.
Oh, why not?
And can we start with some definitions? Because it was very confusing at the end of last week. We got conflicting messages about people with pre-existing conditions. We heard the House Republican plan says insurers can charge them more but not deny coverage. Then we heard they could be denied coverage, for instance, if those pre-existing conditions were one of the essential benefits insurers will be allowed to drop, like, let's say, pregnancy coverage or mental health. Then you could be denied because the benefit is denied or could be denied. You say what? Can you be denied?
Well, it depends on your definition of deny.
Okay. There's
obviously a lot of disagreement parsing this language. Basically, the way it works is that they added an amendment to an amendment, which is part of why it's so confusing. The conservative Republicans really, really wanted to get rid of a lot of the regulations that the Affordable Care Act put in. And in the end, what they agreed to do was let states waive some of those requirements. So some of the requirements that states could waive if they wanted to include not being able to charge people more if they have pre-existing conditions and those essential benefits. Mm-hmm. So basically what the Republicans are saying is that those people would still be able to get coverage, but they might not necessarily be able to get coverage for the condition that they have. And they could also be charged more. Mm-hmm. So if mm-hmm. you can't afford it, you know, are all of those things a denial? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah. So you could not afford it and therefore you would not be able to get it. But you also could be in a state that's going to waive the requirement and you might not be able to get it in that way. So that brings us to these pools, these high-risk pools. We know that they're for people in the individual markets whose insurance lapses and then they either can't afford or they're in a state that doesn't offer certain coverage. First of all, why would someone's insurance lapse? I've heard people say that's something you pay attention to.
It is something you pay attention to. But insurance, as we know, which is why we're talking about this, is really expensive. And mm-hmm. frequently what happens is you have job-based insurance and you're doing fine. And then you get very sick and maybe you can't work anymore. And when you lose your job-based insurance, you're eligible for something called COBRA continuation, where you pay the entire premium. And often people are kind of shocked to discover that their employer's been paying a lot of that premium. And now they're sick and they really can't work and they can't afford that premium. That's one of the main reasons that people's insurance lapses. But what the effort here is to get people to have insurance when they're healthy so that when they get sick, they will have been paying
right.
premiums. And that's the reason for that, saying that, you know, it's only if your insurance lapses.
Right. Well, and as you just explained, that could happen to people know people that's happened to. So here comes this pool, this high-risk pool that these people will then go into. Here's how House Speaker Paul Ryan described these pools in January. He was asked about insurance by a man who had cancer. So it was in his past or pre-existing condition. Here's Ryan on CNN.
About 8% of all the people under 65 have that kind of pre-existing condition. So by financing state high-risk pools to guarantee people get affordable coverage when they have a pre-existing condition like yourself, what you're doing is you're dramatically lowering the price of insurance for everybody else.
Okay, take two things there. First of all, how does it dramatically, in the Republican plan, how does that lower the price of insurance for everyone else?
Well, it clearly would. That's the idea. Right now, one of the things that raised insurance premiums in this individual market where people buy their own coverage is allowing in people who are sick and they're expensive. And to cover those people's costs, insurers raised prices on everyone. And mm-hmm. part of the problem is that there are not enough healthy people to offset the sick. So if you take the sick people out of the pool and once again only have healthy people in the individual market, it would definitely bring premiums down. There's a debate about how much, but it clearly would lower premiums for the healthy people left in the market. The question then is what to do with the sick people who need
right.
coverage.
Well, and they suggest these high-risk pools. That brings us to, is it true that, as Republicans say, these pools work? Here is Paul Ryan. He's talking on ABC's this week. He's saying that these high-risk pools, which we had, we should say, before Obamacare. This is what happened, you know, before Obamacare put everybody in the same pool. There were these high-risk pools, and Paul Ryan claimed they did work in some states. Let's listen.
In Wisconsin, we had a really successful high-risk pool. 10% of the people in the individual market in Wisconsin were in the state high-risk pool. They had 8 or 9 plans to choose from. They could go to any doctor in any hospital they wanted, and their premiums and copays were cheaper than they were under Obamacare today.
So, Julie Rovner, what's the problem?
Well, Wisconsin's pool was, for a high-risk pool, relatively successful, but it did have higher premiums than were in the rest of the individual market. It had a 6-month waiting period before you could get covered for the very condition that got you into the pool. So if you had diabetes and needed to go into the pool, then you would have to wait 6 months to get coverage. Excuse me. And it had a $2 million cap, which meant that once you exceeded that, it didn't pay at all. It was funded by those higher premiums and by assessments on insurance companies. But, you know, there were some analysts in Wisconsin who said that, yeah, well, it covered 20,000 people. There were another 500,000 people who needed coverage and couldn't get it. And that was typical in the 35 states that had high-risk pools, is that for the people they served, they were kind of okay, but lots of people couldn't get in. In Florida, they closed their risk pool to new entrants in 1991, and it never reopened.
Yeah. So, and many of us have done stories on people who crossed state lines, moved with sick relatives to states that might have a better, you know, a better economy and maybe a better high-risk pool to get better health care. Look, Republicans are already facing some pushback on the House bill. At a town hall meeting last Friday, Representative Raul Labrador of Idaho was jeered when, you know, he answered a constituent. Let's listen.
You are mandating people on Medicaid accept dying. You are making a mandate.
No one wants anybody to die. You know, that line is so indefensible. Nobody dies because they don't have access to health care.
But Julie, you know, we just heard that in the past, people couldn't get, they had to wait 6 months to get into high-risk pools. Can you answer for us definitively? Have people died in the U.S. before Obamacare because they didn't have access to health care?
Well, the Institute of Medicine rather famously estimated in 2002 that 18,000 people a year died for lack of health insurance. But that's not actually what Congressman Labrador was talking about. He said later what he was talking about was emergency room care, and it's worth talking about that too. This is a 1986 law called the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, and what it says is that if you need emergency treatment, you can go to a hospital. They must treat you. They can send you a bill, and they will send you a bill, and it'll be a big bill. And his point was that nobody sort of gets hit by a truck and doesn't get care because they can go to the emergency room. What they don't say is that if you have something that might kill you but is not an emergency situation, if you have cancer and you need chemotherapy, if you have diabetes and you need insulin, those things are not things that you go to the emergency room for, and those are the things that people need health insurance for. So I think, you know, even the idea that you can always go to the emergency room isn't necessarily always the case.
Look, Newt Gingrich said the same thing over the weekend responding to Jimmy Kimmel's impassioned plea last week when his newborn was born with a congenital heart defect. Newt Gingrich said over the weekend, no infant newborn will ever go without emergency care. But Kimmel's point was, what happens when that child is 10? You know, what happens, as you've said, when it's not as, you know, acute but ongoing? Look, in addition to these traditional high-risk pools, there's another risk pool. There's another risk pool that's being offered in the Republican plans, a virtual high-risk pool. We can talk about that another time. But Julie Rovner, if the problem overall is that not enough young, healthy people are buying insurance, why not create a plan where they have to?
Well, that's what the Affordable Care Act does. And there is, in fact, a catastrophic-only plan in the Affordable Care Act if you're under 30 that very few people know about. You know, it's sort of karma here. The Democrats had a lot of trouble explaining what was in the Affordable Care Act, and it was pretty easy to demagogue. The exact thing is happening in reverse to the Republicans now. They've taken something that was complicated. They've continued to keep it complicated. They're having trouble explaining it, and now the Democrats are pouncing on them.
Well, and so are Republicans, who are saying that they never wanted to repair Obamacare. There is an arm of the party that doesn't want to say everyone will be covered. We're going to take that up at another time. Julie Rovner, though, thanks for the swim in the high-risk pool. You really explained it to us. Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News, we'll have you back as always. Thanks, as always.
Of course.